Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Dice Guys, episode number 16 for January 28th, 2012, the year it all ends. So get your gaming in early. Today on the Dice Guys, we have an intro, which is what I'm doing now, and we have a little bit about what we've been doing this week because it's only been 1 week because I actually got caught up on the podcasts.
Miracle.
Got brain flakes, which will probably still be crunchy in milk, and we're going to
We
talk on the
hope.
brain flakes about some different things like virtual tabletops and such. And we have our game pick of the week. So let's get to
Theme song.
it. Nah, man. Trying to kill me. Hey, Jason, so what's been happening? You got that written down
Yeah, I
here.
know.
What happening?
What happening? Not a whole lot, actually. We're still pushing back into the swing of things for the beginning of the year, so what we do have an actual announcement.
We do, yes.
And I'll let you take care of that. All I'm going to say is that I've been working a lot in the job that actually pays my bills, and that's going to slow down a little bit. So hopefully I'll be able to throw some more content up on the website. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
That'd be nice because apparently I'm a real lazy person and
Yeah,
I
me
can't do
too.
anything, so.
I'm searching for motivation, so hopefully we'll find something.
Well, I mean, we're just getting kind of back into it because of the illnesses and the holidays and the fact that we pretty much bite off more than we can chew and then decide not to chew it.
Yeah, kind of sad,
And in
isn't
that
it?
spirit, we're thinking about doing a
Biting
Dice Guys After
off
Dark.
even more.
We keep coming across these stories and we want to go into them, but it's either kind of too politicky or it's going to make us rant so much we're just going to curse a lot.
Or we have a really immature response.
Yeah, which probably shouldn't be said to the general public.
But we're going to anyway.
Yeah, so we're thinking about making sort of a Dice Guys After Dark to kind of get that out of our systems. So if you see one of those up there and you don't want to be inundated by 12-year-old philosophies on life,
Or if you're just easily offended in general.
yeah, probably wouldn't be good to listen to it. But otherwise, if you want to hear us just go off and rant on things because we're kind of sick and tired of some stuff, that might be the place to do it.
Yep. And if that ends up getting more hits than our regular dice guys, something is wrong with you, Internet. But we already know that.
That we could probably put the Dice Guys After Dark up on YouTube. That'd be a good place for
Oh yeah, get all those good YouTube comments.
That'd be a good place, yeah.
And then that would just feed more fuel to the fire, man. Then we
Yeah.
can start commenting on the
That'd
commenters.
be awesome, We'll leave
Yeah.
the regular Dice Guys for, the good place, the Google Plus and stuff. And we'll just throw the garbage on the YouTube like the rest of it. So,
Yeah.
yeah. Oh well, Brain flakes!
That's one way to do a lead-in. Okay.
Oh, what do we got on Brain Flakes today? Ooh. Slaving for your gaming? What is that?
All right. Well, right now, small game publishers, they haven't had a whole lot of choice over how to get their games published, you know. If they wanted to go for quality game, they sent it to Germany.
Got it published
Got
there.
it published there, manufactured in
Manufactured.
Germany, and then you got a good quality game with good quality pieces, but the manufacturing costs were so high that you're ending up offering a game for buku bucks.
Or not making enough on
Or
your
not making
business.
enough so that you can't keep your company floating. Or you could send it to China and you could get a cheap quality game made for a cheap price.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can offer it at a reasonable price.
And get really bad reviews everywhere.
And get bad reviews because of the product quality. So a guy in Vancouver who grew up in a Chinese family and went back to China. And he has now set up a game manufacturing company, Panda Game Manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea behind it is to introduce quality control and still maintain a low cost.
Yeah. That's why he's gone to China. Besides the fact that he's fluent in Mandarin, of course.
Right,
and can kind
right.
of set up the business.
And
so.
A joke on the note about slaving for your gaming, about the whole Foxconn thing. If you don't know about it, Google
yeah.
it.
Just Google but it. We're not going to get into the politics.
We're not
going to
get into the politics of it, but China has been notorious for overworking its people, and to the point where some of them have committed suicide.
Yeah. Now, but you know, obviously, to be fair, we don't know how this company's run.
We do not know how this company's run. It was a stupid little joke, but the fact of the matter is, hopefully, I mean, coming from a you know Canada. Hopefully he's paying his people decent. He's not overworking them. And he really is trying to put out a quality product mm-hmm. without exploitation.
And he does have some big name companies on board with him.
Oh, okay.
And big name games.
Yeah.
So,
if you want one of the bigger names that they've produced, Pandemic. I mean, that thing's huge.
Pandemic and its expansion set were both built.
On the brink. Yeah.
Yeah. Were both built and made at this company. And there's other ones, names that you might recognize. Which I'm not going to go into right now unless I can bring it up on the computer because I don't want to get it wrong. So, yeah, right there. Let's see. We've got War of the Roses, Liberté, Galactic Emperor.
Rise of Empires.
Rise of Empires, Ascending Empires. There's a ton of different
Ultimate
games.
Ultimate Werewolf. That one looks fun.
Yeah. So, Republic of Rome. Some of these you might recognize. Some of them you might not if you're not into hobby games and such.
Mm-hmm.
But they've done a lot, and they go to all the big gaming conventions, Gamma in Las Vegas and Spiele in Germany. So, so he's on the rise here. And if you have a game that you need to get published, this might be somebody to talk to.
Yeah, if you're an independent publisher, contact Panda.
Yeah.
We're not shilling for them or anything.
It just
we don't know them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a cool idea. And as long as everything's being done ethically, I don't see any reason not to support
yeah.
these guys.
We'll have a
it's
link
a great
on our,
idea.
We'll have a link on our site to them so you can go and check them out. And maybe you can find out more about them if you want to deal with them.
Right? Absolutely.
We thought it was a good story. Another thing in our brain flakes today, we've got the EPON.
Right.
Tabletop gaming system thing.
Mm-hmm.
So this was basically shown at the CES last week. And we
looks pretty awesome.
What it is, it's about a 24, 26 inch screen, touch screen, interactive
mm-hmm.
screen. That becomes your board, your playmat.
26
inch.
Mm-hmm.
It is $400 though. That's only $400 for basically a 26 inch screen. It does not have any computer components or anything in it. It runs by attaching to your iPhone, your Android phone, a PC computer. Applications run on that, which drive the screen, and the screen can interact with pawns
yeah.
and other things.
If you've seen the Microsoft Surface in action, it's really similar to that.
Yeah, you can turn the pawns, you can lift the pawns, you can
mm-hmm.
tap the pawns, and it comes up with little circles around them showing directions of movement and hit things and such.
Line of sight,
mm-hmm.
all that stuff. It looks like it's going to be really handy for RPGs, but they've
mm-hmm.
also got other applications. They've got an air hockey game that they've shown on it, chess.
A chess game.
And I'm sure any number of other board games, Small World, anything will play on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and it looks like they're going to open up the software development kits so that other people can make games for
mm-hmm.
it, as well as trying to get big-name companies like Ubisoft and everything on board, too. So
basically, I mean, this is a cheap alternative to the Surface to create a computerized tabletop,
mm-hmm.
a virtual tabletop, which would come in really handy.
Yeah. But what do you do if you don't have $400 or the devices to hook up to a $400 playmat.
Well, you hope for someone like Joshua Owen.
Joshua Owen. And we're going to have a link to Joshua Owen's Google Plus page and his blog on our site, because what he is working on is something that I think is pretty cool. Virtual tabletops. If you're not familiar with virtual tabletops, they're basically systems, computer software that you run on your PC or your Mac or your Linux machine, and they have your maps and your characters and your stories and things like that, and you can interact with other people's PCs so that you can reveal the map as you go. They're really handy for long distance gaming. So if you've got people in different areas and you want something more interactive to tell your story with than just a chat room, then you can do it. Now, some of
And
these
they have
things.
these already. Dungeons and Dragons Insider, Inferno, Vassal, I believe, does a virtual tabletop. Plus, they also expand into other board games on a virtual tabletop. So that's kind of cool. But I
There's
mean,
another
if.
system that I used several years ago, and it's still out there, called Kludge, like KludgeWorks. And there are other tools like PCGen, which is a free tool. Now, Kludge and PCGen are Java, so they work on any platform. And
But
that's.
the cool thing about what Joshua Owen is doing is that he is developing a virtual tabletop for Google Hangouts.
Yeah. If you're not familiar with Google Hangouts, it's
Good
pretty
Lord, you need to
cool.
try them.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. They really have made it much easier to get into a conference video, basically.
Oh yeah, you want a video conference with people. If you just want to hang out and chat with your friends who are spread across the country, I mean, it's almost instantaneous getting in there. My voice is cracking like I'm 12 years old. Maybe this after dark thing isn't such a bad idea. But anyway, it's pretty awesome. It's a lot of fun. You can share YouTube videos with each other. There's screen sharing so that you can, show your screen to other people and say, yeah, this is what I'm working on
Show
right
your screen,
now.
show your different windows of your apps, so you can show pictures and such. What Mr. Owen's trying to do is basically work with the software developers, get the SDK for the Google Plus Hangouts, and create an actual tabletop, virtual tabletop. So you would have it, and it would be work on any platform and be free, I think. He didn't say he was going to charge for
Yeah, I was gonna say, well, Google
it.
Hangouts themselves are free, so
So
it seems likely it will be.
yeah. So I just thought it was a real good idea, and I wanted to mention it on the show, and I hope hope he can get it done, or if there's anybody out there that wants to help him do it, I'm sure he'd be happy to look for help. We'll have a link to him on the site.
Absolutely.
So of course, not gonna be brain flakes if we don't have science.
Science.
Yes. Science brain flake today comes to you courtesy of Skynet.
Yeah. Skynet's coming, folks. I've said this before, I'll say it again. Skynet is coming.
Yes.
Scientists do not watch movies.
They don't, apparently, or they
They
don't
really,
care.
or they just think, oh, that couldn't possibly happen.
It won't happen with our stuff.
Yeah.
What's happened this time, Jason?
Well, some guys in Italy. Sorry about the ice sound, guys. The boozing it up while doing the podcast. It would explain a lot. So these guys in Italy, they have developed a artificial intelligence program. They gave it no knowledge of numbers or math. And yeah, it taught itself how to guesstimate numbers.
And count.
Yeah, count. Which isn't scary at all, is it, guys? No, a computer that is actually developing the same skills that human children develop. So yeah, and at a faster pace.
I thought what was interesting in the article, and I'll have a link to it, is that one of the examples that they give is, let's say that a robot is out there trying to determine which group of people to chase.
Yeah, obviously we're not the only ones who think that this could be a bad
So, you have a
thing.
group of people and they split up, and the robot has to decide real quick which group of people to chase so that he can kill the most of them. Then this helps.
Yeah, because it can now say, all right, I don't know how many there were in each group, but that one's larger, so I'm going to go annihilate all of them.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it didn't know any numbers, and then based on their observations of how its sensors were working and everything, they determined that it was probably counting. And it
It had
wasn't
somehow
just
generated an idea of numbers,
the
of how to
difference,
count
yeah, the difference between
values.
2, 4, 8, you know. So yeah, look out, guys. I'm just saying.
Skynet, anytime. It's
Listen, listen to our other
learning
pod.
exponentially faster
Listen
than
to our other
children.
podcasts and look on the internet about all the information on robot technology now, and just wonder why nobody watches Terminator.
And not long after Dice Guys After Dark, we will have Dice Guys, the hidden agenda for all the conspiracy theories.
You know, I'm not saying it's aliens, but it's aliens.
Right.
So that's it for Brain Flakes.
Yeehaw, I got snake eyes.
Jason, you picked the game pick of the week this week, so why don't you introduce it?
Island of Dr. Necro.
Dr. Necro,
Yeah.
yes.
It has a very Buck Rogers feel to it.
It's awesome. When you showed it to me, I immediately looked at it and thought, wow, that looks like Ming the Merciless. And then when I got inside and saw the artwork on the cards, I was, yeah, Ming the Merciless and Buck Rogers
Yeah, it's
stuff.
very much in that cartoon style of the old Buck Rogers cartoons. Even the title is kind of done in that kind of style from the movies. It's put out by AEG, which I have to admit I am not familiar with. It's a really simple game. There's not a lot of components to it. You basically each you can have 1 to 5 players. That's correct. You can play this solo. All right.
We
It is
haven't
a
tested it solo yet. We
we have
tested it with
not.
two
We've
players.
tested it with 2 players. It was a good game. I can definitely see it being more fun with more players.
And harder.
A lot harder as well, because basically the game scales to the number of players, which is kind of cool. It's a nice mechanic. The idea is that Dr. Necro has developed a doomsday device, or actually he kidnapped scientists and forced them to develop a doomsday device. And he says that the world has 4 hours to basically secede to his rule of the planet, or he will set off the doomsday device and kill everybody.
Which is awesome because evil people apparently have no regard for their own lives.
No, never have.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you are an extraction team. You're going in to try and get these scientists. Another team has already made it to the island. They've planted a bomb, but they got caught, and we assume killed. We're to go in, get the scientist, and escape. Yay! We discovered rather quickly that it is possible for this game to be over in a very short period of time.
Would it take us like a minute,
Yeah, about a
maybe?
minute to die.
Yeah, we were dead.
Yeah.
So
So
we played a second time.
this game could be anywhere from 1 minute to 40 minutes long. The second time that we played, it was about 25 minutes, I'd say, is what we played. I imagine that the upper limit of 40 minutes is when you have all 5 people playing. But you have a countdown track for the number of turns, depending on the number of players that you have. The monster hit points are based on the number of players that you have. That's how it scales, which is pretty cool.
The mechanic I like in this game is how you make your character, basically.
Right.
You are a team member and you have certain attributes for yourself. And those are represented on cards that might have, a heroic quality of being able to take 2 off the damage that you're getting hit by. Or you might have a tech person that can disarm traps easier and such, trap cards that come up.
Or even psychic
So
characters that can add to combat roles or
you have all these different elements, and you basically draw 3 of these character cards. And in the course of picking one and passing the cards around, you sort of randomly kind of build a character type up. And it's pretty fun. That part of the game is actually kind of fun because
Yeah.
because it's a cooperative game, so you don't necessarily just want to pass on stuff to screw your neighbor.
Yeah. The idea isn't to pass on stuff to screw your neighbor,
But you
but
also want to keep some cool stuff for yourself. So
yeah.
yeah, so I found that to be a pretty interesting part of the game, just
Since
setting
it
up
is
your character.
cooperative, basically what you're trying to do is you're trying to build a character that will be fun to play, not necessarily is the most badass character at the table.
So, and that's basically why I think we died the first time, because we didn't have anybody in the group that could help against damage or
Yeah, there
anything.
was no damage mitigation. That is why we died really, really quickly.
What? We just took 6 hit points. Oh, we're dead.
Yeah, that's three. There's three. Yeah, that's it. We're
I guess
gone.
that's it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Isle of Dr. Necro.
Yeah. If you get a chance, it's actually normally $20 to $25. I was able to pick it up on sale, and it was so it was more than worth the money to me. I say at $20 to $25, it's actually worth it, from what I can tell so far. And once we play with more people, I will have an even better idea. But at this point, I still say, yeah, it's worth picking up.
And I do too. I liked it. So
All right,
that's
so
two thumbs up from us if you want to go with the thumbs up thing.
that's I don't know. We may be treading on other people's toes there, but
Okay, well, two dice up.
yeah, that's two
Two.
critical hits.
Man, I think somebody else does
Yeah.
that too. We'll figure it out
All
since we're
right.
changing how we're doing the game pick of the week. So,
Yeah.
we'll have a
You're
link. We'll have a
yay,
link.
you get to experience us adapting.
We'll have a link to the game where you can buy it if you don't find it at your friendly local game store.
Absolutely.
So, which you should support your friendly local game store.
Every time if you can.
Yeah.
All right.
So that brings us to our feature of the day.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one's interesting. And we actually, for once, have slightly opposing opinions on something.
Yeah, kind of slightly opposing here. So, do you want to introduce this one or?
No, this was your find.
Oh,
Go for
okay.
it.
All right. Well, basically, I found this article. And usually we don't name the person that wrote the article, and we don't say where we found the article, because it's not really usually about the article. It's
Yeah, it's
about
not
the
necessarily relevant.
concept. It's about the idea, and then we're trying to extrapolate from that and build upon that. But now this time it's pretty much about the article. And okay, I'll be nice. Maybe it's not really about the person, but it kind of is. This is a Sherry Gardner Howell. In the Knoxville News, so she's from Kentucky. I'm not saying anything about Kentucky because I live in Oklahoma and I can't say anything.
Yeah.
But what I am saying is that she wears prison orange in her picture, which I think is kind of interesting. So, what?
Wow.
Yes, I went there.
Okay.
But that doesn't have anything to do with her article. What her article's about is about her playing Words with Friends with her grown-up kids now. But what really caught my eye was the fact that she admits that when she was, as her kids were growing up, she let them win every game, pretty much, as far as I can tell, every game. Her husband didn't. Her husband, would play the game, and if they won, fine and everything. But he would play to a certain level and everything, which I kind of agree with that more than just letting the kids win every game. So that's just what I'm saying. You shouldn't let your kids win every game, because they need to learn the hard realities of life through their
Okay.
gaming, and because gaming is a safe spot to learn that. I mean,
Yes and no.
if you're going to be creamed by somebody and beaten off the board,
Then it should be by somebody you
should be by
love.
someone who loves. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm being a little mean. I'm going a little bit over the top here,
You're not as mean as I thought you were going to be,
but
so.
the point being that I think that her letting them win every game, and I'll get into something later about what she talks about her grandkids now that did,
Nieces and nephews or
nieces,
something.
nephews, or grandkids, and but basically she's teaching them to lie, is what I think,
Okay, to a certain extent, yes. I think, okay.
Now you have kids
I was
and
going to
I
say,
don't.
as somebody with children,
I don't have kids, and this is why.
That's why it might not be such a bad idea. Okay. But that's not necessarily true either, because when people have kids, their opinions tend to change from before when they didn't have kids.
Yeah.
But anyway, my concept of this is not that far off from yours. They shouldn't win every game. But I don't really see anything wrong with letting them win some. And especially when you're not making it really obvious. Now, like you said, kids pick up on things. And if they're winning every game, they're going to eventually know that you've been, like, pulling the wool over their eyes.
And letting them win.
And letting them win. And then they kind of feel betrayed a little
That's exactly part of my point, is that everybody thinks that little kids don't see things. Mm-hmm. But they do see. They absorb everything around them. So they will eventually know that you're pulling your punches, that you're letting them win. And they'll pick up on that and start doing it themselves, or they'll just abuse it or something, because, you know, they're all evil and they want you to clean their diapers. I don't know. Just saying.
And as a non-parent, I can see why you think they're all evil. But no, my opinion is that to a certain extent, you do let your kids win. Mm-hmm. You don't want to drive them away from games.
No.
And you brought up a point before we started this podcast that I liked, which is if you don't want your kids to have to suffer the loss of a competitive game, there are lots of cooperative games
out there. There are a ton of cooperative games, and a lot of cooperative games for little children.
Mm-hmm.
So you can teach them the cooperative side of things and everything before you take
them. But I think it's not such a bad thing to teach them a competitive game, and at least in the beginning, let them not feel like they're going to lose every time. I'm certain that my parents let me win games. But once I reached a certain age, they stopped letting me win.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't always let me win when I was younger.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing that I'm talking about with her, is this article here, is where she doesn't really give ages, but it seems to me she went an awful long time letting him win. Like, yeah, maybe beyond 8, 9 years old.
Yeah, you know, she seems like maybe she's a little bit too soft.
You know, by third grade, at least, I think you can probably do a little bit more and not let them win or something, so.
She points out in here that now they're playing Words with Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes through to explain what that is, but I think most of our listeners will have a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, she is having trouble beating her grown-up sons now.
Yeah.
Why is that, Mike?
Well, my opinion on that is that she can't beat her sons at Words with Friends because she's practiced all this years on how to lose games.
Yep.
So she can't win a game anymore is what I'm thinking.
So, while I think you're a little bit too severe on your idea of...
I could get more severe, but this is not the After Dark episode.
I know. You're pulling yourself back and being very nice, and I'm finding it very amusing, actually. But I do agree with you on that point that, come on, lady, how can you expect to win? You haven't won in how many decades now?
At least two. And, and you know, she goes in here, she's playing games now with her grandchildren, her nieces and nephews, and doing the same thing. And she talks about how she enjoys that so much more. Well, you know, if you enjoy losing, then go ahead.
Yeah, then stop complaining about the fact that you're losing, because, hey, this is what you taught yourself to do.
Yeah.
And, she even mentions in here, I think, that one of her nephews was feeling bad for her.
Yeah.
And whispered to his brother that they needed to let Aunt Sherry win a game.
Yeah.
And so the cycle of lies continues.
It does, because they let her win.
But, like she points out in the article, she can take a certain amount of pride in the fact that they are being compassionate, that they feel a certain sense of compassion for her. This is not necessarily a negative trait, Mike.
Yes, you
maybe
cannot,
we need to let you win a few games.
You cannot see me rolling my eyes on an audio podcast. But if you listen real close, you might hear the rattle of the eyes rolling around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand the point and everything, but I think in this particular case, she's way too far in the compassion area.
I would like to think that most people are a little bit more moderate than she is.
Yeah. So yeah.
But their kids don't get an inflated idea of the fact that they're going to win everything they try and then be crushed one of these days.
Yeah. And I think the whole point of bringing this up, besides, you know, dogging on this poor woman, is...
Sorry, Sherry.
Yeah. Is that... The article that she wrote doesn't give me the impression that she really adjusted for the age of the children and everything, and that to me was a problem.
An article is limiting. It doesn't give you all the information.
And
obviously.
Maybe she did more than what the article shows and everything, but the reason I brought this up, because I thought it was interesting, was that just if as you play games with your children, adjust the games age appropriately and also to their personalities. I mean, some kids at an earlier age can take some losses a lot better than other kids.
And some kids are highly competitive and will freak out and throw stuff if they lose.
And you will probably know that because they're your kids.
Yeah, you'll figure that
Don't
out.
Don't bring them to my table.
Ever meet me at a convention and you have a highly competitive kid, just put him on a leash.
I'm just saying, if you put a hungry hippos in front of me and a bunch of four-year-olds, I'm winning. I'm going to win that, okay? I want the marbles.
Okay.
Okay, maybe not.
But anyway, if you guys have any opinions, give us an idea of when you think or even if you think it's appropriate to let somebody win a game.
Yeah.
You know, is there a time when you shouldn't be playing to your best ability? You know, that's a fair question.
And it might not even be just for little kids. Maybe it's for, you know, other people that are feeling bad that day.
Yeah, you know, do you let your depressed friend win because he went and borked up his relationship? I mean,
because, you know, that could be a good thing. But if he recognizes that you did it, does that make it worse? Bring it up in the comments, bring it up on our Dice Guys Google Plus page, whatever.
Yeah.
We're interested.
Email us, tell us, call us.
Give us some direction.
Yeah, please. Unfortunately, because we're not pissing people off, people are not commenting.
I guess. I don't know.
But I think we'll take care of that with the After Dark.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, and I think we're much more opinionated on that. So.
And we do get the idea that at least some people out there kind of enjoy our babbling.
Yeah, that's always good.
In the meantime, until next week.
Yep, keep
What are you trying to say, man?
I don't know anymore. Okay, keep rolling those dice.
Keep rolling the dice.
No, man.
Trying to kill me!